The birds are chirping and the planes are flying. The neighbors are asleep. We don't mind because it's story time. Welcome to another Kadzo's Planet podcast. So, from January all the way to March, this month, I've been taking part in a storytelling workshop and we were focusing on a story. And my story of choice was the Maasai origin story about how they got their cattle. So that's a story I'd like to tell you guys today. The first thing you'll note is that when we're told to tell stories about African folk tales, we are always encouraged to incorporate some songs into it. And I thought, why not incorporate a rap instead? And yeah, here are some very important words which are new for someone who's not familiar about the Maasai and their culture. So the first is the word Enkai. Enkai is what the Maasai's call God. And then Enkishu is the Maasai word for cattle. Manyata is the traditional Maasai house. And Dorobo is the hunter-gatherer community in Kenya. They are neighbors with the Maasais. So here we go. Ma had no cows. Ma had no cows. How he survived, I don't know how. Enkai told him now, I will endow you with the cows. Enkai kept his vows. Believe it or not, there was a time when the Maasai did not have cattle. You think of the Maasai man or woman and cattle instantly comes to mind, aside from their beautiful red shukas. Masinta, the first Maasai man, was good friends with Enkai. They would talk for hours on end. One morning, Masinta was outside his manyata. So much time, so little to do, Masinta said. Enkai called Masinta and said, I want you to make a large enclosure. When you have done so, come and inform me. Masinta wondered why Enkai needed an enclosure and a large one. He set to it. Masinta built the enclosure and told Enkai. Enkai said, early in the morning tomorrow, I want you to stand outside your manyata, for I will give you something called Enkishu. When you hear or see something, do not make a sound. Keep silent. Masinta went to bed wondering what on Enkai's green earth in Kishwa, how will they help him and what they looked like to require such a large enclosure. He woke up and waited outside the manyata as he was told. He soon heard the sound of thunder and saw a large leather strap falling from heaven and land into his enclosure. The cattle descended. Fat cows, brown cows, God gave ma all. Black cows, white cows, some thin and tall. Have you ever seen one yellow or heard a pink one bellow? Nah, cause over time the colors became mellow. The cows give milk, the cows give meat, hides and bone. Don't forget the horns. Fat cows, brown cows, God gave ma all. Black cows, white cows, ma will keep them all. Masinta rapped this song and danced in silence. The cattle were so many that the ground and Masinta's manyata shook. Masinta had not told his roommate Dorobo about Enkai's gift to him. Dorobo was fast asleep and was woken up by the great noise outside. He was surprised to see what was happening outside. With his hands over his head, Dorobo let out a startled scream. Enkai pulled the leather strap up to heaven because he thought that Masinta made the noise.
Is it that these cattle are enough for you, Masinta? I will never do this again for you. These are all the cattle in the world and they are yours. You had better love them like I love you.
With these words, Enkai shut heaven's doors, leaving a very upset Masinta and scared Dorobo on earth. Masinta told Dorobo, you will never eat the meat or drink the milk of Enkishu. To this day, The Maasai love their cattle, and the Dorobo are hunters and gatherers. Ma had no cows. Ma had no cows. How he survived, I don't know how. And Kai told him, now I will endow you with the cows. And Kai kept his vows. If you enjoyed listening to this story, you can find a transcript on www.kadosplanets.com. The link is in the description. Check our social media, also linked below, to get Swahili affirmations every Tuesday and Thursday. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we close with, the birds are chirping, the planes are flying, the neighbors are sleeping. We don't mind because it's story time.